Hey guys, welcome back to the Digital Income Family Podcast. It has been a minute. We took the summer off. Clearly, we had a baby.
I know, trying to like sit here and shush this
baby. I remind Doug every time we do a podcast with an infant that we did it with the last infant. So why can't we do it this one?
I don't see what's going to happen. I don't know. It's kind of, this one's different.
This one is testy. This newborn baby. Yeah. Anyway, so if you guys... Like, obviously, this podcast goes up on our business channel, and I have, like, a lifestyle YouTube channel where I, like, showed the birth. Well, not the whole thing, obviously, but, like, you know, I talked about it. But this is Jane Madeline.
Yes.
Her face is being, like, you can't see her really at all. She's so cute. Right now, she's 8 pounds. She's born at seven pounds.
8 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, she's pretty heavy. She's getting up there.
Yes.
I can kind of feel that on my back. You know what I'm saying?
Already,
that
yeah.
That dad just like, ugh.
Anyways, so because we've been away for so long, we thought we would do like a Q&A. We asked you guys, we did a sticker tap on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so we got some questions relating to like, I hate to say this, but like work-life balance, which is such a joke because he's holding an infant.
I know. And that's the thing is it's like, you know,
working.
I know. We talk about like, oh, we have a business channel. We have a family's channel. Really like it's all a big mishmash blender of everything, you know, is kind of how it is. I feel like that's kind of just how life is though nowadays.
Well, I think you know. Just purposefully do this to ourselves. Like we blend the two and some people would hate it. And we've tried to like segment our family life versus like our business life by getting an office. I just mentioned this on stories actually, on our Instagram stories, which if you don't follow us over there, we have like a shared account. I'll link it down below or I'll tag it, whatever. And you guys can look us up. But basically I was talking about the fact that we've tried to segment our life for years. Like we've strived to have like this perfect schedule and nothing is perfect when you blend the two.
Yeah.
And it's just not something that we really like anymore. Like, you know, I don't know. What do
you think? Kind of like there's no one solution because I feel like life and kids are just ever dynamic.
Okay, but right? Doug, some people would say just if you get an office, like if you get an office, then that will solve your problems.
But the thing is that like needs are different.
Okay? Yes.
Like needs for each kid as they get older too are different. Mm-hmm. And so it's like sometimes I can be in an office, but then other days it's like I shouldn't be in the office. I should be there doing something with my kids that day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something should be happening. Or it just, I feel like it should be fluid, as lame as that sounds. Like, you know, we're trying to add some like regimen to our day for the family and doing things like that. And we're trying to be a little bit more strict in some ways. But it's like, I feel like we've tried everything outside of like putting the kids in school.
Yeah.
Which is like a line.
No, we've tried
we're
that.
Not gonna cross,
we've done that.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But
preschool.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't really. We were there for like 1.5 weeks and we were at the preschool the whole time.
Stalking like our kid.
I'd sit in the parking lot and watch Annabelle.
Doug wasn't as psycho as I was. That's for sure. I was like, get there.
You're like, watch
Make
that.
Make sure she's
watch
not being child. Bullied.
Yeah. And then guess what? There was a bully.
There was a bully. There was always a freaking bully. I was bullied. No. Were you bullied, Doug?
No, I wasn't bullied at all.
Of course not.
Yeah,
you were the bully. Just kidding.
I was not the bully.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So
let's just talk about those things today, you know, answer those questions. We'll kind of go through some stuff. If you guys have like questions, more questions, follow-up questions, you could always leave comments down below.
But honestly, you guys, we're so out of it. So out of it. Like it's been a wild night. We didn't get much sleep. So
no,
if we look
should
off.
We recap the night? Can we just recap the night real quick? Why not?
Okay. What do you need to recap?
Anyway, nothing, I guess. But let's just say we have a child that's here that's a baby that like barely sleeps. Okay. My other child got stung by a bee and cried about it the entire night. Okay. And she was just crying and crying about her foot the whole night and kept kicking me and daddy, my foot the whole time. Like the whole night. Okay. Then we're potty training Oliver, our 2-year-old, so you can guess what might have happened throughout the night and stuff.
First time for everything, for accident wise, but it's wild. And I wake up Doug every once in a while to like hold the baby because
it's not that hard.
Yeah,
sometimes it is though. Sometimes she's like wide awake, and I have to talk to her at like 3:15 in the morning.
This little 8-pounder, just like let's play.
She's like, "What you doing, Jane?" She's like, and they just make.
Anyways,
faces.
Okay, let's get to the questions. Okay. Well, shouldn't ask us that. Do you want to?
Yeah. So we'll go through again. It says, well, what have you guys been up to?
Yeah.
It's just funny that people ask that because they act like, I don't know, maybe it's like with some kind of mystery what we've been up to. Maybe it's some kind of secret or something. Yeah.
Well,
like just talk about what we did this summer.
Yeah. So this summer we took a break from social media, like an intentional break because I just think like, I don't know. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah. I mean, I would think that...
Like, I took it off my phone for, yeah, like, Haley months.
Took it off her phone. We were trying to just do some different things, but take a break and step away to kind of reevaluate. I heard this from somebody on the internet that they were saying, like, every so often you step away and reinvent your business or reinvent the way that you do things.
Patrick by David.
Yeah, yeah. And love so, that guy. And so, you know, you need to reinvent yourself and you need to do some things. And I think that this was that season for us, was to step away, do weird things like camp in an RV, and try to reinvent ourselves as a family and as a business. And in order to do that, we stepped away for a little bit.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we didn't. I like tried to share as much as I could today on social for the first time, but on Instagram specifically. But we, when Doug says reinvent, we don't mean we need to like become new people, which is always nice to like step into the whatever Gen Z-ers phrases, the next version of yourself.
I'm getting out of my lazy level, girl era.
Level up. But I think for us, it's like, what do we, how do we want to live our life? Like, that's a, been a big question we've asked ourselves, because I know it sounds so cheesy, but like, we can really do anything, like with our business model that we've chosen through like pursuing courses, making some of our income passively. We're like, okay, do we want to live in California still? I know it's a big question always. Or, I mean, we do right now because our families are sort of here, but yeah,
that's another podcast.
Do we want to travel? Day. Yeah. Do we want to travel full time? Mm-hmm. Which sounds like insanity because, like, hello, but we already live an insane life. So, like, adding a little infant doesn't really.
So, I wouldn't say, I mean, you're right. I wouldn't say it's not a reinvention. We're not reinventing ourselves, but I would say it's like an era of reassessment.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a really good way to put it. You know, it's like we're stepping back. Things are changing. Babies are being added. You know, like, there's changes in social media. There's changes in the way people are doing business. And it's like, we can reassess how, where we want to go. And this is always my excuse for like not having a 5 or 10 year plan.
Yeah.
But it's like, the plan is dynamic.
Yeah.
Like every 6 months to 2 years, like the plan is dynamic. Mm-hmm. Something new comes out.
New opportunities.
There's a new opportunity. There's new fears. There's new rules. There's new laws. Mm-hmm. Like, there's stuff happening in the media. Like social media is looked at weird. Like, people are weird. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world. Right. And so, you know, it's, you can step back and reassess a lot. Yeah. Actually,
I also think too, like, especially just for us this summer, we have just been gaining a lot more knowledge, like, as weird as that is, but like reading more books. I mean, we always do, but like, just getting new information. We've started to question, like, if we always do this on the podcast too, but if society's rule book or playbook or whatever society's plan is something that we want to subscribe to, like, we already, you know, question it because we homeschool. That's how it kind of started. Well, no, started when we didn't want to live like the 8 to 5 grind.
Yeah.
And, you know, Doug started questioning his existence
and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, why am I commuting like for an hour in LA traffic, literally like 3 blocks over?
Yeah. It's pretty
just
bad.
To, you know, hit a pay ceiling, whatever. And so it started with that. Then, you know, the homeschooling thing, we became entrepreneurs. And so now we're kind of like, do we want to live in the same place like for the next 10 years, or do we want to try something different? So we randomly rented an RV on Outdoorsy.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, what is there to talk about?
We hated it. Just kidding.
Thing. It's not that we hated it.
Yes, we did.
You know,
what did we rent? Like, what was it?
I mean, and we stepped back in our,
could you say how much it was too?
Yeah, we definitely can. So we stepped back in the assessment. We were like, let's just do this. Let's figure this out. So we went out with like our group of, friends, homeschool people, church people. And I was like, hey, we're going camping. A spot opened up. You guys want to roll? And we were like,
it was like 3 days. Sure. I was also fourth trimester pregnant. And I was like,
what is fourth trimester? What does that even
trimester?
Mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
Third trimester.
Yeah, what the heck? What's the fourth trimester?
I don't know why I said that.
Fourth trimester is postpartum, isn't it?
That's like a funny phrase people say.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Haley was not fourth trimester. No. She was full-blown pregnant, though.
I literally need coffee right now.
She was like 39 weeks.
I was like, Dad, should I go? Wild. He was like, yeah, but don't tell your mom. Because she's like a nurse and she's going to say not to. But she said it was fine. Anyways,
we went on Outdoorsy because our friends were like.
But hold up. I was going to tent camp. That's what I meant by saying I was heavily pregnant.
But then
I was like,
Well, we were going to tent camp and we're like, hey, to ask our group of friends, like, do people RV? And they were like, yeah, we all RV.
I'm just like, of course fine. They're very nature-esque.
So we decided to get an RV on Outdoorsy super last minute. Like, it was like days out. We were like, all right, let's just find one. Go for it.
How much was it? Because this is always so interesting to me.
I don't remember the exact price. Yeah, it was like $2,780 or something at the end of the day.
Guys.
Because like, you have to
but for how many
do
days?
The RV. So that was for four or five nights.
That's it.
Like, yeah, it was like five nights. It was like $3,000 for 5 nights. Somewhere
which
around
is
there.
Like, you know.
Because you had to pay for gas, and then we had to pay for, like, you had to go, like, dumping
the reason
stations.
Why I say it's not expensive. It's all relative. You know, we never like to say the phrase it's expensive. Uh-huh. To our kids, we know we say that publicly.
But it's like, is it worth the money that you paid?
The Chateau.
It was literally called the Chateau. Duplatter, the Chateau.
Yeah, I put the picture on there. It, like, when you look at the pictures on Outdoorsy, they look flawless. You know, this guy has two of them, so he's obviously slinging, like, RVs on Outdoorsy, making some money. I'm like, is this a business? I would never want to.
He, like, had a stack of papers when I was signing the paperwork. He had a stack of rentals lined up. Then he was, like, going
I would never want that as a business, because it's just so, like, it's not my jam, like, fixing an RV. But anyways.
It was a good time.
It was not as nice as the pictures led on, but it's fine. Like, we're not that, like, you know, picky. But do we want to talk about, like, pros and cons of an RV?
I mean, we'll go really quickly through it. Because we still have a lot of other questions to get through.
But wait, hold up. Like, just real quick. The reason why we did it is because there's so many people. Like I was saying, we can live whatever we want. You know, we thought, okay, we love Idaho, but we don't like Idaho. Like, North Idaho specifically, beautiful. But, like, am I going to be in claustrophobic?
Yeah, like,
whatever. Yeah. Like, with all the trees, this is North Idaho,
trees,
right?
And the fog and the dreary.
It's so snowy. So we thought, we'll live there for 6 months. We'll live here for 6 months. That way we can, like, be with our families and still, like, we like the values of the Idahoan people. Mm-hmm. And so we thought of that. And then we thought, I don't know, we should just, like, travel and, like, see the U.S. My sister did that. Yeah. She really liked it.
Yeah.
And that whole, like, sell everything and travel for 6 months. We thought we could do that. I know. It's like for really, it's not, well, people do it with kids. Yeah. But anyway, so that's why we were like, let's try it for a week.
Yo, the Chateau was a POS. Okay, listen, let me rephrase. Shout out to the guy on Outdoorsy because he took care of us, right?
He took care of us.
But man, the Chateau is just, it was rough. Like, everything shakes. It's so loud.
It's so loud.
Like, it's just dirty everywhere. The floors are, like, the fake laminate, which you expect, you know, in a car or, like, whatever. It's fake laminate flooring. But the dust gets everywhere. The dirt gets everywhere.
I think when you,
gets everywhere.
Like, we weren't, like, RVing in a Walmart parking lot like my sister and people that do this, like, legit. You know, they go find, like, where it's not illegal to sleep.
We're going to sound real, real prissy up in here.
No, but, like, that would be one thing because there's no dirt. But, like, the campground we went to, it just burned down.
Yeah, it just burned down. So it's all ash.
Yeah. So, like, it was, like, beautiful. We went to the Sierras.
Yeah. But Oliver, I think we probably
when you have kids. Yeah, we do.
Oliver has, like, just black on his face. He looks like blackface up in here. And you're just you can't. What are you doing there,
literally, though, literally. You could only see his white teeth. Like, you could only see his teeth.
It was just
so
bad. So
when you have kids and you're, like, using an RV to camp, sort of, it just, like, the stuff tracks into your RV. Yeah. Then you've got, like, ash dirt on your bed. You got ash dirt on your stove. Then when I'm cooking, nobody wants to cook.
Yeah.
I learned that if you do have an RV and you're camping, you should just take everything outside, cook it all outside. But then what's the point? Just, like, tent camp. Anyways, so I'm, like, you know, making bacon. The grease is flying all over the place. Mm-hmm. The bed is, like, right next to me. You know, and then the fridge smells, like, for some reason. Like, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't smell because it's, like, not working. It does work. But when you open it, like, food, like, natural. Oh, my dad was actually saying that when you have, like, a regular fridge in your house, like, it really keeps the smells in.
Oh, interesting.
But the RV fridges kind of suck. I don't know. There's reasoning behind it. And so you open a little.
Yeah.
You smell it when you go to sleep at night.
It was,
grab and drink of water.
Wild. It was wild. Yeah. So the RV, like, it was crazy because the first right hand turn I took, like, everything fell out of the fridge, which was just crazy. Like, when we were on the road,
it's supposed to not do that.
I was like, it's supposed to lock and everything, whatever.
Doug's already stressed.
Anyways, I was freaking out the whole time. Okay, so there was that. Whatever, that's cool. Okay, then we wake up one morning halfway through the trip, smells just exactly like sewer.
Yeah,
like just straight sewage. The guy was like, "Oh, you won't need to empty out the gray and black water at all the whole trip." I needed to, like, the first day.
Yeah, and so Doug. Yeah. Had to empty the poo tank.
It was a great time. Yeah, I got sprayed myself in the face a little bit.
So anyways, point of the story is we prefer an Airbnb. And actually someone commented on our Instagram and they were like, we did Airbnb full time for like a couple months and
That's
it's
legit.
Like way better.
That sounds like a fun time. Maybe we'll try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on to the next question because you guys don't need to hear about my poop stories. So that's good. Somebody asked us, and I thought this was super interesting, but it was like, how does four kids change the business? And I'll kind of lump in some of the other questions here, but it was things like making money with four kids. Is it harder, three or four? And like, how do you balance that? So how does that go?
Yeah. I think, like, seriously, the more kids you have, the harder it is. Like, I don't know. It's hard. Like, I think just in general, the more kids you have, it's systematically hard, like scheduling wise, but like mentally, I think it gets easier.
Yeah.
like, she's here, like, whatever. I'm not stressing that Oliver took a nap at starting at 2 o'clock and we're going to be up till 10 o'clock tonight. Like, I don't really care about that. With my first, I would have just been dying. Like, he's going to be up so late, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Our other two are having quiet time. And so scheduling wise, we're more like fluid. Go with the flow.
Yeah, definitely. But you just have more personalities to deal with, right? Yeah. You know, there's just more demand, more people, and there's more stuff to do. And so, like, that part, in essence, like Haley said, the scheduling side, like, makes it, that is way more difficult.
Yeah, and every kid is different. I think when you have, like, when you have all your kids under one roof all the time, like with a business and homeschooling, certain kids, they demand more, like certain, you know, like some kids are easier. Like, honestly, they're just more, what does Jordan Peterson say? There's like a word, I forget, but like, they're just easier kids. There's a word.
I have no idea.
Okay, whatever. And so some kids, they are more high need. So you need, like, they need a schedule. Most kids do, but not all kids. Some kids, I mean, I was like a very go with the flow. I don't need a schedule.
Yeah.
And so because of that, you have to really cater to all of your kids' personalities and tendencies, whatever. Agreeable, that's the word. Some kids are just more agreeable, you know? And so most people aren't like that, you know? And so we have to make sure that we're more scheduled.
Yeah. And so that was another part we had to reassess.
We're not like that.
Yeah. We had to reassess that with the business too.
Yeah.
Like, how can our business adjust to not compensate, but to kind of like work with this new allotment of schedules with the way that our kids are growing and adapting and doing things. So like sometimes you think, well, do I just try to work in an office all day? Do I try to just take sales calls?
Like, would
all
that
day?
Be better for the family?
Is that better
and the business?
For the family and the business?
And then,
would it be?
Do you, what do you put for first? Like, some, there's been phases of life where we're like, we got to put the business first because even though it might be better for the kids to see their dad all the time or their mom all the time, it's just like it's I don't know. It's like a give and take.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just,
you can't always choose
of,
that. Sometimes you do need to work.
Yeah. There are, you know, there are times where it's like, you have to do what you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go through the hardships of making the money and doing the things and, you know, struggling, going to sleep late and waking up early and stuff like that. You have to do that. But then there are also times where it's like, you have choice. And so we were kind of in an in-between phase, which is kind of weird because we do have choice and, you know, the business is good and we do have choice, but it's like, I'm holding a baby now. So there's a lot of adjustments to make. But I guess specifically one of the questions there that's there, and I'm trying to read it with my glasses. You know, I can barely read from that far away.
Doug's blind.
It's, you know, somebody wanted to really ask us, like, how do we make money from a home with littles? Like,
oh,
how
just
do we
in
do
general?
That? Like, just in general? I mean, I guess we can lightly touch on how I we're think, able to do this. Or do they mean, like, I didn't know if they meant, we should have followed up, but, like, do you want to know, like, the exact way that it happened?
Well, I think we grew a lot over the summer with our YouTube channel. Like, we had a couple viral videos. So a lot of people don't know, like, anything about us.
Oh, it's true.
It probably is that.
Yeah.
We, I mean, for anyone that knows, they're going to be like, oh, weird now. But we make money through online courses.
Yep.
So we don't just teach people how to do online courses, although it's kind of evolved to that is like what we focus on because that's really where our knowledge lies.
Yeah. That's how we feel like sometimes. Sometimes I feel like that's one of the biggest ways to impact people.
Yeah.
You know, teach a man to fish kind of thing.
Yeah. But we also have courses that we sell on social media, you know, how to grow and monetize a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. We were full-time YouTubers for a couple years. Email, Instagram sales, but also specifically like how to build an online business, how to actually influence people with a small following. You know.
Yeah. So that's basically what we do. And it allows us to be able to work from home. We can be with our kids. There's no hours. I don't have to report to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, we're the bosses.
We
we're
do
super
love it.
Lightweight team.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people are like, I have my lightweight team of 19 people. And I'm like, 19 people.
Yeah.
That's way too many people.
Yeah. I think there's just different phases of life for that right now.
There are.
But so, yeah, that's what we, that's how we make money from home. So we basically like, we teach people how to start and run an online business.
Yeah. And and that kind of rolls into the next question, which is like, how are you able to take time off without worrying about an income? And the thing that's
a loaded question.
How's that a loaded question? Basically, the way we're able to do it is because our business model allows us to make money without always actively selling all the time and always actively
doing
things.
But because of so many things. So like, because we started an email list right when we started this specific business.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of word of mouth referrals and because we've grown on social media for so many years.
And it's because, you know, a lot of our social media is evergreen. We don't do things. We try to stay away from things that are like one time, one hit wonder, you know,
like basing our whole business model off of needing to post Instagram reels, I'd rather die. I tried to do it for like not enough. Like, I mean, it's a real thing, posting reels every day and getting like clients that way, or course sales, whatever, passively, quote unquote. It's not, because you have to post reels every day, you know? It's just not the life for us. Like, we're more long-winded, clearly. And, you know, short-form content platform being, like, the pillar of how you make your money, it's not really conducive to being a present parent. So that's why we like YouTube and podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. Because those things, like,
you know, can actually give value.
Yeah, they're search, it's usually, like, on a search engine like YouTube. People can search it. People can find what you put up. You rank for it. People, the whole idea is that we want views without having to post today. Like I want views today without having to post today. That's how you're able to make money, and doing it that way without being too cringe and getting into the whole process that's there. But yeah, do you have anything else to add to that one?
No.
Like how we were able to do those kinds of things? Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine.
We haven't podcasted. Is that even a word?
I know.
In months. So
if you do want to see exactly more like the strategy and specifics, we have a ton of other episodes on this podcast that are there.
We'll link one down below.
We'll link one down below.
It explains our funnel. Like, and if you don't know what a funnel is, we explain what that is. But it's basically like turning a viewer into like a customer.
Yeah. It'll explain the whole process that's there and how everything works.
How do you homeschool while running a business?
Dude, that one's rough. And I think the thing we've been trying to figure out the most is homeschooling.
That's harder than the business, like mentally for me, because it's new. Yeah.
Some moms are rolling in their graves right now.
Yeah. They're just like advanced homeschooler moms.
I was going to say rolling in their like overalls or something.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of stereotypes you could throw there. Rolling in their barefoot, bare feet, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Homeschool moms. Okay. I think the cool thing about homeschooling for little kids is that they don't require a ton of education all the time, like like you'd think in a regular school, since it's like one-to-one tutor style nearly, since we are one-to-one with our kids. They grasp concepts super fast. So whereas like if I was to sit in a class, which we both went to regular school, of like 20 or 30 or even 12, like, you know, it would take maybe a month to learn a basic concept, whereas we could drill her in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that definitely helps. And I mean, it's like, could you imagine sitting in a classroom, like a public school classroom, and every kid had a teacher right in front of them? Like, you would learn so much more quickly.
Yeah, but you'd actually want to ask questions. I was shy and like never did. Yeah. So I was
so probably
behind.
Never got picked like to ask questions. Haley would always raise her hand and the teacher would be like, all right, next, moving on. And Haley would be
like, oh yeah, I'm like, that wasn't me. You're like, no. I'm such an introvert. I'm such a shy child. Like I was. Okay. Yeah, but, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I've kind of figured those.
But anyways, how do you do it? She only requires like 2 hours of actually like schooling on math, language arts, reading, whatever, spelling, handwriting.
We have four kids, but only one of them is actually homeschool. Like legit, like file
every
the paperwork day. Homeschool.
Yeah.
So
our eldest is only 6. And so the one below that is, okay, so 4, 6, sorry, what the heck? 6, 4, 2, and then a newborn. So they're all 2 years apart. When our second oldest turns 5, I will be more intentional with her. Although she can almost read because she's still there. So
she wants to see what her sister's doing, and
she
loves
read
it.
Little books still.
Yeah. She's pretty about that. But
the rest of the subjects, like history, we do like science, things like that. We do Charlotte Mason philosophy. We like loosely base it. So it's very heavy literature based. So we're reading these intense books with the children and then they do like copy work, narration, things like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take that much time. So it takes like 1.5 hours in the morning or maybe like 1.
I would say something like that. But we try to drill it into the schedule, right? So like, how do we homeschool while running the business? Well, if we're not trying to divide time, like we're trying to split time one with one set of kids and one with the kid that's being homeschooled.
Yeah.
And so that allows us, you know, maximum flexibility because Haley doesn't want to teach math.
No.
Okay. And so we can switch and
I still have PTSD.
We can do what we need to, and we can, you know, Haley can take them somewhere or I can take them somewhere to go play while Annabelle gets taught. And so we're able to do that. And since it is just Annabelle, just an hour or two a day of homeschooling. Yeah. And then the rest of the day is spent doing fun things, still educational stuff. Like we did PE today. I took the kids out to PE.
Yeah. And like, she's only in first grade. Yeah. So the one thing that we do know is like, we're probably most likely not going to take the traditional path of a homeschool family where the mom teaches all million of the kids, whatever, you know, it's always these larger families. And we are one of them. 4 kids is like a big family, but the mom teaches the kid, the dad is gone all day.
Yeah.
And Doug, we thought about like, should we do this? But Doug likes to be involved, you know,
I do. Yeah,
with
yeah.
the kids. He doesn't want to just see them for like an hour or 2 hours at night when they're tired. He wants to be there even though it is harder. Sitting in office is hard too all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but I would say it's like a different skill set.
Yeah.
You know, to some people, you're a preschool teacher and you're super into it and you can be on all the time and doing those kinds of things all the time.
Some people
are better at sitting at a desk alone for 8 hours. That's me.
But you probably wouldn't want to do that Monday through Friday.
No. But the thing is that like, I do want to sit at a desk alone by myself all the time, but not more than I want to see my kids growing and doing things with my kids. Right. Like that's the main difference is that I would rather be with my kids doing the things, even though it's harder for me personally in my personality. I would rather be trying to teach Annabelle math or doing PE and trying to teach them about health and doing science things with balloons and fun stuff like that. You know, I would rather be doing that even though, like, spiritually, I'm not a teacher.
Spiritually, to your core. Yeah. Of little kids. Teacher of little kids.
Yeah, I would say a teacher of little kids. Yeah, I mean, we have students that we teach and coach all
the time. Yeah, that's different.
But, like, that's absolutely different.
Think, like, you know, as far as traditional family, like, when the time comes, we understand the value of obviously paying someone that's more experienced. We do this like ourselves.
I got asked this the other day. Somebody was like, do you know chemistry? And I was like, I don't know chemistry.
She's like, so you're homeschooling, but you're going to mess up chemistry. I'm like, yeah, like I remember any of the elements besides Ag's gold. I was the only one. Like, does this?
Are you sure?
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah, Ag's gold. No, I'm not. Yeah. I do remember some, but like, who cares? First off, difference of opinions there. But so we will hire a tutor, you know, and looked into homeschool teachers.
Yeah.
I'm not against someone that is more credible, whatever, experienced.
I know.
Into my house and teaching my kid to be really freaking smart. Like, I love that.
Like, let's touch on this for a second as I adjust my hat, because this is a serious point here, okay?
Your grandpa's hat.
Homeschool. Yeah, this is my legit. Walked into my grandpa's closet. He took me in there and was like, hey, you want any of this stuff? And I was like, that hat.
Okay, Doug.
Anyways, this is legit. People will die over the real grandpa. The real grandpa stuff.
Doug. Anyways. Okay, go.
So look, we don't homeschool because I think I can teach better than a teacher.
No.
Okay, that's not the point of homeschooling. The point of homeschooling is like controlling curriculum, controlling exposure to things, okay? Not forcing my children to see certain things or hear about certain things that I don't want them to hear about. You know, maybe I want to give them a specific curriculum. It could also be as simple as like, I want a vacation whenever I want with my kids. So
yeah,
I don't want to have
huge.
To wait until spring when everybody else is vacationing too at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not here because I think I know physics better than a physics teacher. Okay. Although my physics teachers weren't even physicists or anything. They were just people reading out of a book in public school.
Yeah.
So like that, like that's not what we think. So yeah, we're going to find a homeschool tutor. Like we're going to find teachers. Mm-hmm. We're going to educate. Like but we're also going to take them places. You guys want to learn about Egypt? Like, let's go to Egypt and let's go check it out. And we can learn about it there and we can do those things and try not to get scammed. But you know, I was just learning all about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that's the point of homeschooling for us. And so the way we do it with the business is really, I think we put right now, we're putting homeschooling first a little bit more, you know, would you agree? Would you say that?
Yeah, because it's the first year where she's first grade, you know, you want them to be really good at reading at this point. Mm-hmm. Kindergarten, you can kind of, not that you'd slack off, but like you can really catch up. It's play. You want them to play all the time and even in first grade. But that's why it's just we have to learn more for ourselves as teachers. So
yeah, I would also say like with homeschooling and doing this at such a young age, we want to do it ourselves because like you can have such a negative experience in school at a young age and it just ruins you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like I folded a book end one time, like a book page, because I wanted to save my place. And some lady came up to me and folded my ear like the teacher. She's like, how would you like it if I folded your ear?
She like 90 years old.
Yeah, she literally was.
She's going to get her stick out.
Yeah, we're going to see if nobody watches this, but her last name was Striegel. And so
of course it was.
You could see her folding my ear down, dude.
I'm sure
she's super
kids.
Nice, but man, she wrecked my ear, bro.
Man.
Yeah, it was crazy. But that's
she'd be going to jail today.
I know. Today's soft kid, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Let's see. How do you and Doug divide up the tasks?
Which tasks?
I think probably business tasks.
Not home tasks.
No, you just do math.
Okay.
And well, I clean everything. Just kidding.
I wouldn't say it's exactly that, because there are times where it's like You know, Haley won't do things like bathe the kids. Like,
oh, I don't do that. I've told him so many times, I don't want to bathe them. I'll do anything else. I'll cook every meal and I'll clean as much as humanly possible. Yeah. But I don't want to do this. I don't want to bathe the kids.
She doesn't want to like bend over the bathtub.
And he tries to fight me every day. I'm like, I'm sorry. I put this in the ground. This kid stinks. He doesn't even mind it. Okay, whatever. That's not what we're talking about. How do we divide up the business tasks? We really just play to our strengths. Yeah, so
that's an easy one.
We used to say that Haley was a CEO and Doug is the COO, but I didn't like that because I felt like it was putting him down, which is not. It's just I'm the person that comes up with the ideas because it's what I love to do. It's like I'm a dreamer creator. That's how my dad kind of bred me. And Doug is the get it done. Without him, nothing would get done because I'm like a headless chicken.
Yeah, I would say that that's kind of the tasks are not. Yeah, they fall into one of those two categories, right? It's like creation, ideation, or
Doug's
or
very
implementation.
Logical, rational.
Yeah, a little too much.
So
a little too logical and rational.
But I'm too much of a dreamer. Like we're like a perfect combo, in my opinion.
Yeah. So that's I would say that's how we split them up. You know, we like Haley said, play to the strengths, try to figure out like what each of us wants to do, but is also better at doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And is also willing to be able to do and try to figure out, okay, if neither of us want to do that, then what do we hire out? Like,
yeah,
like editing and stuff like that, you know, doing some of the other stuff that's there. But
I mean, specifically
for some of the stuff that I do, obviously I'll do things like all the tech work because I did that for a long time, you know, just professionally, but all the tech stuff, the like, website stuff, trying to figure out like, you know, talking to any web devs or figuring out people that need to work on our site or
things
like that.
Yeah, I have no clue.
You know, hiring people on Fiverr or Upwork, doing the hiring and negotiations. Stuff like that. Haley, I don't know how she would negotiate people on Fiverr and Upwork. I would see how that would go. That'd be amazing. Yeah, so I'll do stuff like that, but then I will also sit there and do like the sales.
Yeah.
And, you know, train people and do that kind of stuff and figure out standard operating procedures.
Oh.
And
I shudder.
It's because I had a Japanese dad that like just drilled regimented me and like doing those kinds of things, but two also like more professional experience.
Yeah,
in terms
Doug,
of how a business operates.
Literally was working in a office
like in
a,
for 5 years.
An
agency for a long time.
I had quit after like 6 months.
And you know what? Just grinded my gears. What? I don't know where that saying came from. Haley didn't even quit. She just stopped going, dude.
That was for different reasons. Hey, did you know there's a movement called silent quitting?
What is that?
It's like these new phrases. I tell Doug all the time, like these Gen Zers are coming out with these
like
slow living, these weird phrases. Uh-huh. And I tell them like on YouTube, there's like niches that we don't even understand because we're just old now.
Yeah, like
and
well, so one slow, of our students is like
quiet
that,
quitting.
You know?
It's when people just leave because like the boss doesn't even deserve like I quit. And that was my situation, I believe.
And you know what? Sidebar with this conversation real quick, my side tangent. I kind of get it. Okay?
Yeah. You don't
like,
deserve
why, like,
to
why,
give you a
like,
note.
Why do I have to give you 2 weeks but you can me like in the middle of my tuna salad lunch?
Well, if they were a good boss, then they deserve
then
something.
I would want to.
If you're just going to like because you're moving or because you want a pay raise and they can't
you
know, give it to you, like I get it. But most of the time, you quit because they suck.
I mean, I remember where you were at. You didn't like it. It wasn't fun at all.
No,
it did not sound good. It was terrible.
It was the best location. It was like overlooking Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
They brought in like food. It was like very LA vibe. So cool, right? No, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Which is crazy. Quiet quitting.
Yeah.
That's so funny. About to just quiet quit into the slow life, I guess. Is how it is. That how that
Anyways,
goes?
Dividing tasks. I think it depends on like the season of the business. Like when you're a solopreneur, you know.
You just got to do it or hire it out.
Yeah, like you just have to learn all the skills or else you can't train anybody. So we've had to learn everything.
Yeah.
We've had to learn video editing. We've had to learn
negotiation,
coding, had to learn that.
Sales.
So many things.
Yeah, you have email, marketing, social. You got to learn everything as a solopreneur.
You don't know if someone that you're hiring is even good if you like kind of don't understand how to do it.
Yeah. You could just be getting just ripped off.
Yeah.
No,
so like when we hire a video editor, we know how long this should take. When they say, "Oh, it took me 5 hours," you're like, it should take you 30 minutes,
legit,
bro.
Just like this looks like it was recorded on iMovie.
Yeah, so
that's in a foreign country.
So we like know, and that's the same thing for the website. Like, so we've just been doing this for so many years, like making money online in different ways that we've had our hand in like so many different tasks.
Yeah.
And so anyways, as far as like what I do is like all marketing and creating of the products.
Yeah.
A lot of the products.
Yeah.
And Doug's in there as well. But yeah, and he does like a lot of sales right now. But it's going to expand and change.
Yeah, it is definitely going to change. I will say though that Haley has like this special ability to see what people need and like what's needed in the market. And she has a really good hand on like things that are coming. Okay. Like a while ago, Haley's like, where are you going with this? A while ago, you know, Haley would said something like, hey, we got to figure out what else we're going to be looking at and doing, because before you know it, lots of people are going to be doing courses, and now courses are more normal, you know, yeah. Like three or four years later.
They're not courses, oversaturated.
They're not oversaturated at all, but I'm just saying like people, it's not like a
trends come and they go. Yeah. Not that this is a trend, because courses have been around since my dad and he's 70.
I know, like on tape and yeah. stuff like that. And that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is that it's like people know what a course is now.
Yeah.
So it's like you're no longer, you're not like a novel
pioneer,
thing.
Yeah, or
you're not a pioneer. Yeah. So it's like, what else are we going to be
pioneering? And it's the same thing for like YouTube content, like trending content. Everything. Yeah. So you always got to look forward.
Oh, that was not me.
Obviously, yeah. She makes like funny noises.
Yeah, no, but that's one thing that I would say, Haley, like if we were to look at, you know, like hard skills and soft skills, I would say a soft task that Haley has is just like keeping a pulse on how things are going and like what's happening.
That's called anxiety.
Yeah, because I'm just blind to the whole thing sometimes. Although that's changing. It's different.
Doug's not blind. You're just trying to get things done.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
You know?
I'm just downplaying it a little bit.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that's everything we're probably going to cover.
Yeah. I feel like that was a kind of a good catch up in terms of where we are mm-hmm. and stuff like that and what we've been doing.
But.
Yes, go on.
But next, in a couple days, we are going to try the Airbnb thing. So oh, we yeah. move quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
this was so last second. Like, yeah. I can't believe we did this.
Well, so was the RV thing.
Are you going to tell them that what we're no. doing here?
I think we'll probably just podcast from the place. But okay. yeah, we're going to see if we like a new area to maybe explore. I don't know. We don't really necessarily want to right now in the market that it is of Southern California and America mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. put all of our money into a $2 million home. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of like, what do we do? You know?
Yeah. Maybe you guys should let us know.
Do we want to live here?
Let us know what you guys think. Where we should live, what we should explore, what we should do, stuff like that, because it is very interesting. We are at the time in our life, like we said, we can assess and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. $2.5 million on a house, I'm kind of assessing not.
I mean, right it's now. Not that like we can't or shouldn't.
No, it's no.
Do we like, really want that?
Do we want to, and is that the right decision?
Yeah.
You know, because you can take that money and can put it all on a number in Vegas or something on roulette or something. Like there's so many other things that you could do with yeah. that, like that amount of money that are there to make you more money. You know, like I was just watching a video and I think it was like Grant Cardone talking about
it's only
don't just buy one thing and then get one payout from it. Mm-hmm. Like buy something that gives you a residual return on yeah. whatever it is that you and have.
That's another thing, you know? The last thing we're probably gonna end on here is like home ownership. That's like another podcast, seriously, mm-hmm. a topic. Mm-hmm. But home ownership is so praised and it is a cultural like milestone, you know, like you are successful even if you're only mm-hmm. making 50 grand a year if you yeah. own a home. Yeah. You did good, Bobby. Like
you could be
your parents are proud, everyone's yeah. proud, but it's like that home's not gonna make you money for a very long time. If yeah. at all, and if it does, like, is it even worth it? You know, you could have yeah. taken the money, started a business, done anything else with it.
Yeah.
And so we don't really like idolize home ownership. We love like renting. I know that's kind of yeah. weird, but like, I don't really have the desire to paint the front of my house and to yeah. like, I like decor it and stuff.
It gives me ultimate flexibility to be able to do the things that I want, to invest where we want, to take risk where we want.
Yeah. I mean, you know? If we lived yeah. in Kansas, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we don't
shout out to the homies in Kansas.
We don't really care so much about that. But yeah. anyways, that's pretty much it for today's podcast.
Yeah. Jane made it, dude.
I know.
Jane made it. I'm super stoked.
Do you have anything yeah. else to
add? No. You know, we have a lot more content that's going to be coming out soon. We have a ton of stuff that's coming. We're super excited about it. Like Haley said, we're going to be going to some other place. So hopefully you guys get to see that and enjoy that. Leave us comments. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, reviews are always awesome. Let us know how we're doing, stuff like that. And we will see you guys in the next one.
Yep. Bye, guys.